Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm here to help. I'm here to do whatever they need me to do. Obviously, I want to be a dominant player. And if I can go out there and have a year like I've had in the past, that'd be great, because that means I'm helping the team and everybody else around me will be better for it as well. I'm going to try to be the player that I've always been. I think if I stay healthy, I think I can really be dominant still, you know. So I'm still only just 30. I'm not washed just yet. I'm getting there, but it's, I got a little bit longer.
They don't call you Unk in the locker room.
I'm OG.
One of the newest Bills free agent additions, Joey Bosa, a few days ago on the NFL Network. He's right, he's only 30, and the last time he played a full season, 16 games, he did have 10 and a half sacks, and I think most Bills fans would take that in stride. I mean, I think that's kind of what most of us just want to see from one of their pass rushers, is to be that guy that lock it down, double-digit sacks, even at the lower end. He's going to be an interesting addition for them. I think even, too, last year, playing in 14 games, getting five sacks, still dealing with injuries as well from the 2 years prior. If he gets you 7-8, you're probably pretty happy with that. It's only a one-year deal, so we'll see what happens there. I've been talking a lot on the Bills pass rush today, talking, you know, who of the Bills rookies you think needs to take or have the biggest impact for the Bills to have a successful season. We'll get to some of your responses on Twitter here in just a few moments. Do, though, want to talk a little bit more on this development, I guess, at Cowboys camp with Micah Parsons. Diana Rossini tweeting out just a few minutes ago that it seems that relationships have deteriorated so much between Parsons and the Cowboys that he may go to drastic measures, trade request, severing relationships, what have you. It's a post to let you know a trade request could happen, where last night we saw Terry McLaurin with Washington has put in a trade request. It is so curious, though, how the Cowboys, and really how Jerry Jones does business. I saw Sam Monson tweet out, formerly a PFF friend of the station, that, you know, in reality, like, this is sort of what Jerry Jones wants. Because it keeps the Cowboys in the conversation. I threw on ESPN Now, and what are they talking about? Most pivotal team success, McLaurin or Parsons. Why are they talking about Parsons today? Well, this tweet. And yeah, if you had to sit down Jerry Jones in a lie detector, he would tell you this is great for business for the Cowboys. But a part of me just simply does not agree with that at all. There is something to you always being in the media conversation, right? And there's always that old adage that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, right? But look around the NFL. It simply doesn't matter your history, where you are, anything like that. All that matters is, are you winning? If you're a winning team, the NFL will promote you. And you will do incredible on ratings, and everyone will talk about you. Maybe the two most talked about teams in the NFL right now are Kansas City and Buffalo. And it's not really a hate on either team, but you go to the NBA, it's got to be Chicago and New York and LA and Miami. And God forbid if it's Milwaukee or Indianapolis, everyone's got a problem. With the NFL is, dude, we just want our successful teams being successful. I don't care where they are. One of the most storied franchises in the league is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not a massive city. It's a beautiful city. It's a great sports town. But without the 70s, they're like a good team. The 70s helps them, do not get me wrong. But Jones, I do believe, is a great businessman, Jerry Jones. He has done a lot of good for the NFL as a whole. But the last 30 years, he has only hurt the Cowboys. He's a great talent evaluator. They're a very good drafting team, funny enough. But they wait way too long to pay guys. And at times when they don't, you get situations like this with Parsons, where at 26 years old, he has yet to have a season where he doesn't hit double-digit sacks. He played 13 games last year. He had 12 sacks. He has been awesome for them. This should be a non-conversation for the Cowboys. Get the deal done, pay him what he wants, and get the ball rolling. You added George Pickens. You already have CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott, I thought 2 years ago, should have been the NFL's MVP. And you get a guy like Parsons. You got Donovan Ezeraku. There's a good core there in Dallas. But look at the coach they hired in Brian Schottenheimer. A guy who most of us fully believe is just a yes man and a mouthpiece for Jerry Jones. Look who does most of their post-game press conferences. It's Jerry. He is always the one holding them back. I'm excited for the documentary that's coming out, I think in a few weeks. The Gambler in America's Team, right? The talk of the 90s. And I don't imagine we'll get a truly honest representation of it. We're going to probably have to hear more about, oh, this amazing gamble that Jerry made. Look what he did, and now the brand's amazing. The brand is awesome. I don't think anyone's denying that. When you're both equally loved and hated, the brand is great. Look at the Yankees. Look at the Lakers. Look at the Celtics. But unlike the Cowboys, those three other teams I mentioned have won in the 21st century. The Yankees, it's been a little while, but 09 did happen. In the early 2000s, they were incredible. The Celtics just won a title, and so did the Lakers. The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 95. How much longer does that brand have legs? Because teams like Kansas City have lapped them. I don't think Parsons will get traded. But that's not really the point. The point is that Jerry Jones, as the owner and general manager, truly is the most meddling owner in American sports. And from everything I've heard from, you know, reporters I follow in Texas because of the Longhorns, Stephen Jones isn't all that much better. So it doesn't feel like there's going to be a change when, you know, that unfortunate day comes when Jerry Jones does pass away or at least hand the baton off to his son. I've heard kind of the same things about Stephen Jones, that he's also as meddling as his dad is. Why? Well, I mean, he learned from the guy. It's not that surprising. So no, I don't think Micah Parsons will even have to put in a trade request. I imagine they'll get the deal done. But it will be more to the point of, again, the Cowboys wait way too late to pay a guy. They have to spend more money than they maybe needed to. And some feelings get really hurt along the way. Look at how the Bills do business. The Bills get a lot of their extensions done to the point where 3 months after them, before the next season's even being played, we're sitting there going, Steal. It's a bargain. It happens all the time. Maybe they don't have the huge star power at pass rusher like they do with Micah Parsons with the Cowboys, but you've seen how they do business. if they have those guys at certain positions, they get it done. So you kind of imagine if the Bills did get a player like that. Let's say somebody like TJ Sanders pops off this year. He gets 8 sacks as a D-tackle's rookie year. He looks like a future All-Pro, defensive rookie of the year. By year 3, I think most of us imagine he'll be paid and paid relatively early into the offseason. There won't be a lot of waiting. I think that's why most of us sit here now with James Cook and think they probably won't pay him by the end of the year. They probably are just going to get as much as they can out of him and then move on. That's why I say certain positions. Because the way the Bills do business is very quick and very deliberate. The way the Cowboys do business is, how long will this keep us in the media light before we have to get it done, before relationships are severed beyond what is tenable? I don't feel bad for Cowboys fans, though. Not at all. Not at all. A little bit louder tweeted in, Jerry Jones is just so bad at his job on the football side of things, I almost feel bad for Cowboys fans. I tweeted back, almost. I won't totally get there. It's the same with Yankees fans. I know I work with some of you. I'm only going to feel so bad. You have too much going on, and I'm a Halos fan and a Bills fan. You're not going to get me to feel all that bad for you. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to join the conversation. Again, a little bit of the topic of today, which rookies will play the biggest role for the Bills this year if they are to make a Super Bowl run or have a quote-unquote successful season. Charles and Mike both go to the defensive line as well. Charles tweeting in TJ Sanders while Mike goes Deion Walker. I think that's absolutely the answer that I'm going to sit with really for all year. And they're going to be two guys that I am really watching as this year develops, even with the preseason. It's why I'm constantly looking for any updates on how Sanders looks in practice, especially once the pads got put on. Because ultimately, if they can get an interior pass rush, I do think that opens up other guys on this roster, like a Greg Rousseau or Ned Oliver on that line, to really get home. They were pretty good, funny enough, at generating pass rush rates and QB pressures and QB hits. They were not great, though, at finishing those plays. They were not great at getting the quarterback on the ground. And that's sort of the name of the game. It's nice and all when it's 2nd and 6, and a QB has to throw the ball away, and it's 3rd and 6. It's better, though, when it's 2nd and 6, and you get a 4-yard sack, and now it's 3rd and long. Especially in the NFL of today, where quarterbacks are simply much better, the offenses have so much more room to operate, the rules have balanced in their favor. The name of the game is setting up 2nd and 3rd and longs and forcing a team into bad situations. Forcing a team into long developing routes, right? 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12. They can't really do a quick pass out to the flats. It's not enough. So you get longer developing plays and you can get home. It's why I look at Denver. And I'm not scared of them, but I'm really curious to see where they're going to go in the future. They were incredible getting to the quarterback last year. They had the defensive player of the year in Patrick Surtain. And what they do, they added to the defense. They go and get a guy like Ajaide Barron, who was one of the best corners last year in college football. That's why I think they're going to give a real fight to Kansas City next year. The offensive weapons may not be what you need it to be. But that defense, plus Sean Payton calling the plays on offense, I think they could be a really, really good team this year. And likewise for the Bills. You have Josh Allen, a quarterback. I think you've got more consistent weapons on the offense. And if you can get anything from these defensive players, the young guys you brought in, the rookies you brought in, I think the fight for the one seed is well and truly on. Joshua tweets in, all of the D-line rookies, including Landon Jackson, a name I have not brought up yet. He needs to get after the quarterback as much as he can. Hopefully he picks up as much as he can from the other defensive ends on the team. But that's where they have fallen short every season, not getting to the quarterback. Completely agree. The problem with Landon Jackson, really, it seems like, is the position he does play compared to Sanders and Walker. Being on the edge, there's kind of just too many bodies. He's going to have to deal with getting reps over Bosa and Epinesa and Rousseau and Javon Solomon, who is a guy I know Bobby Babich, Bill's defense coordinator, has talked highly on. And Solomon sort of came in as that pass rush specialist. He's maybe not the guy you sort of want as
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your main guy, but in his rookie season on limited snaps, he still got 2 sacks. And so what does that become next year? I think there's a good chance that he could be somebody that eventually takes over for AJ Epinesa, or even Landon Jackson could be that as well. Jackson, though, is just going to have to fight based off of who's around him. There's too many bodies, which is a good problem to have, don't get me wrong. But it's where, unless Jackson is all of a sudden coming in day one, looking like a Max Crosby-type rookie season, and just like, hey, he's your best pass rusher, he's going to get 10-plus sacks. I don't see it happening. And to be fair, I think the fact that we haven't heard much from him to start camp is maybe pointing to it won't be that. He's a third-round pick, though, with a lot of bodies in front of him. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, bang the drum that it's a bad pick. I don't think so at all, or at least not yet. But he is sort of in that kind of a rough spot if there's just too many mouths to feed. It's a lot of the same with the wide receiver class. It's why, you know, as much as I am an Elijah Moore fan, and I think he is really talented and could be very good for them, they're kind of in a bad spot in terms of just getting everyone the ball. Sal mentioned it too. Like, there's kind of just too many guys with this all, you know, everybody eats mantra for anyone to really, really eat. You know, no one's getting stuffed on this stuff. I know Mike Shope last year really coined the phrase everyone snacks. And so I look at guys like Elijah Moore and even to a lesser extent Tyrell Shavers and go, yeah, you probably should be like more widely used on this roster. You kind of just can't. You even look at, especially for Moore, his compatriot in kind of who he'd be battling for snaps with, and Curtis Samuel, is sort of unmovable. His dead cap hit, I believe, is $12 million this year. So they're not going to cut him. And so really the only way Elijah Moore is going to get a ton of his snaps is if Samuel gets hurt. That's not out of the realm of possibility. We saw last year with the turf toe, and even now this year he's dealing with some more injuries. Could absolutely happen. But I think that's where sort of Landon Jackson falls into too. It's just there's too many mouths to feed for him to really play that big of an impact. And that's where guys like Deion Walker and TJ Sanders could, because you've got the suspensions in the interior defensive line. You have openings there as well. And, of course, TJ Sanders being a second-round pick compared to the third-round pick and a guy they really traded up for, it points more to he's going to get more snaps. He's going to get more playing time. He's going to have more of an opportunity to really be a problem for opposing defenses. T-shirt tweets in, none of them. I like our rookie class, and there's some good players, but they won't be difference makers until next year. What gets us over the hump are the free agents. Hoyt, Bosa, White, Palmer, Moore, and the second-year players, Coleman, Bishop, and hopefully Dwayne Carter. Carter is somebody, bringing that up, I wonder what his spot is. He's a bit of a tweener defensive tackle, really, really mature guy. Like, that was his big thing coming out of Duke last year, was like, he was just like the perfect team captain. He's a great locker room guy, has talent as well. Like, awesome. Like, that's kind of what you want to build your team around. But I wonder too, if like, he is kind of on the outside looking in with the defensive tackles they brought back in. You also, of course, have Daquan Jones, who's still there. Bishop, I think, absolutely has to take a step forward. I get a little worried about the quad injury. We don't know if that's going to hold him back for more than a few days in camp. It could be another camp where he misses a lot of time. And that really hurt him last year, missing 3 weeks with a shoulder issue. He never really caught up until the end of the year. Yes, he did start week four against Houston. That didn't go particularly well. He never really was able to catch up. And we've heard Sal mention, I think it was Micah Hyde, that said it took him about 2 years to fully understand the Bills' defense. Bishop now being in year two, maybe he moves a little bit faster. Maybe it's around the same. Maybe it takes him a little longer. We'll find out. But we also have to figure out if his availability is going to be an issue going forward. And then Keon. Keon, funny enough, before we've even played a game, so this could radically change by the first month of the season, I am starting to buy into the Keon Coleman hype, I think. I think I'm getting there with Coleman. It's not that he's all of a sudden separating more or anything like that, but the connection between him and Allen. Allen is, of course, a much more accurate passer than he was in the early stages of his career. And if Coleman is getting open to the point where Allen can get the ball to him, that might be all he needs to do. I don't love the fact that his calling card and his main attribute is contested catches. I don't think that is what you're going to build a number one receiver around. But the Bills have sort of pointed to they won't be going to a number one wide receiver. It'll be a bunch of twos, and you hope those guys can have clutch moments. Look at guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's not even a two, but has that clutch gene, kind of knows when the lights are brightest, he can make a big play and does. I think that's mainly what the Bills are going to have to look to now. And maybe that's kind of what they want, is just guys who get open, catch the ball. Allen's going to kind of make it work, and just when the ball is thrown your way, make the play. That's fine. That can absolutely work. I mentioned the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls in a row, or they did win two Super Bowls in a row, with a very piecemealed, put-together kind of wide receiver room. But their defense came up with big plays for them. When needed, their wide receivers came up with big plays for them. That's what the Bills need. And you look at last year, I mentioned, you know, the defense really needed help, but Bills also had the ball at the end of the game in the AFC Championship. Dalton Kincaid doesn't come up with a big play for them. Years prior, even their big guys, Stephon Diggs, kind of went away at times in those games, in those losses especially. And in his last game as a Bill, it's a pretty infamous drop now. Doesn't mean they're going to win if he makes that catch, but it certainly doesn't put them in good spots when he doesn't either. The free agents, too, are obviously big additions. I mentioned Bosa there. If he can play a near full season, I don't think anyone's expecting him to play a full season, but if he can play 13, 14 games, maybe a little less than that, that could be huge for them. Especially with the Bills have sort of mentioned the plan with him. They're going to keep him on a snap count. They've got a plan for him. I think it's going to be very much pass rushing downs. He could be a key figure for them. Is he going to be somebody that kind of rediscovers those early Chargers years where he was awesome? His first year wins Defensive Rookie of the Year, 10 sacks, 10 and a half sacks. His next year, 12 and a half. He's had multiple double-digit sack years. He just hasn't been healthy in a long time. And he has mentioned, he is just 30. And pass rushers can age very gracefully. That's why if somebody like a Micah Parsons ever became available, I would be all for it. Because at 26 years old, there's a good chance you can get 8 to 9 really good years out of him. I don't know if you'll get that out of Bosa, and it doesn't really matter. You only have him on a one-year deal. But you could potentially be in a really, really good spot with him if he can stay healthy. And then Palmer is maybe the biggest question mark right now on the offense. The Bills have spoken incredibly highly about him. They seem to have a pretty clear plan. We just don't know what that's going to be. I mentioned with Bulldog yesterday talking about, you know, who you think could have that 60 catch, 6 to 10 touchdown season, maybe 1,000 yards, what have you. I said Palmer over Coleman because of how the Bills have talked about Palmer and because of the kind of receiver he is. I think he fits more what Allen wants to throw to, that quick, twitchy guy that gets open fast and he can just zip the ball to, and hopefully he gets yak. He's not a speedster by any means, but he sort of does fit the mold of the receivers that Allen has played really, really well with. And so for him, same with Coleman, I think we'll know relatively early what that's going to look like. Coleman, I could see having a good first month, and then he kind of goes away a little bit because teams have zeroed in on him. He isn't a volume guy, I don't believe, and he could kind of disappear. Palmer is someone I imagine 4 or 5 targets almost every game because of the kind of receiver he is, because he has it in his toolbox to have over 100 targets designated to him, a 70-plus catch season. Really, the only thing we haven't totally seen from Palmer in his short career is the touchdowns, and that can change rapidly. We saw last year with Mac Hollins. Hollins really wasn't even a main factor receiver for the Bills. He had under 400 yards or under 500 yards, didn't even have 40 catches, and yet he had 5 touchdowns, a career high. I think Palmer absolutely could be a guy that has 6-plus touchdowns. That's what I mean. I think they're much more consistent in the weapons they've brought in. I don't think this is from a few years ago, Trent Sherfield and Deonte Hardy of, ooh, this might be high potential guys, and then they ultimately materialize into nothing. I feel very confident in this wide receiver room. Not as confident as I can be, don't get me wrong, but in terms of what the Bills want to do, I like how they've set this up, but we'll see how it actually materializes. 803-0550, the number to call. Again, which rookie do you believe will play the biggest role for the Bills this year if they are to have a successful season? Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.